Hello, good evening. Hello, my name is Ivan. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting a voluntary survey today. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you doing this evening?
What'd you say?
Oh, I was saying that I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. Actually, I'm conducting an opinion survey today. And I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And your individual answers will remain confidential, right? Does anyone in your household work for a news media like outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, we all retired.
Oh, okay. Perfect, perfect. And also, by the way, let me see real quick. In this case, are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah, I just told we retired.
Thank you, sir. This is just part of the survey. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably vote.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everyone or everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And what is your age, sir?
73.
Thank you so much for that, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I guess I'm
very dissatisfied. I'm sorry? You say very dissatisfied?
Very satisfied.
Oh, very satisfied. Thank you so much for that. See, now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and Congress must focus on for each, right? I want you to rate in a scale from 0 to 10 on how important an issue is for you to have them focus on. As 10, it is the most important. 5, it is somewhat important. And 0 isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. See, what about protecting voting rights and democracy?
5.
Thank you. And reducing substance abuse in our communities?
It's 8.
An 8. Thank you for that. What about making college more affordable?
9.
Thank you. And improving a K-12 education?
8.
Thank you for that. See, what about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
9.
Thank you for that. And fighting racism and discrimination?
10.
Thank you for that, sir. See, do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same in the white communities?
5.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. In between better, about the same, and worse, which one you will pick?
Black community, probably worse.
Better, you say?
You said...
Oh, let me read it back to you. See, do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same in the white communities?
Well, not if... But, I don't... That's a
don't know. I mean, if you feel like you cannot answer that, it's okay. I mean, I can just pass that one. Okay, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay, thank you for that. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact in the African community? You can select up to two, right? Heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, opioids and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, cigarettes, others.
Marijuana.
Thank you for that. And you can choose another one if you would like to, or just marijuana. Thank you for that, sir. See, I want to ask you your opinion, right, about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through the cessation support, abstinence education, right, and moving adults who can or want quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine, like those products, right? Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes of the African-American community? Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you for that. Do you agree or disagree to government should stop blocking the tobacco harm reduction strategy focused on helping millions of American adults who can or want quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke?
I don't have no answer for that.
No answer for that one. Okay, thank you for that, sir. Now, I'd like you to say or to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are familiar, somewhat familiar or not at all familiar in the products, right? What about oral nicotine pouches?
I don't have no sense of that because I never smoke.
Never, okay.
You know, so that's something that I can't.
So about smoking, you just don't have anything to say. Like, hey, not wearing tobacco products or e-cigarettes or vapes. Okay. Gotcha, sir. Thank you for that. See, I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. It's just part of the, you know, the question. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down considerably for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults smoking remains a leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly half of million American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke, right? Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to the most harmful of tobacco. To less harmful smoke-free tobacco is nicotine alternatives. After hearing all this, what would you say to, is the primary reason of these changes? More education in anti-tobacco advertising, cost of smoking has gone up, introduction of a smoke-free alternative to cigarettes in the market, more government restrictions and bans?
You know, like I said before, I can't.
Yeah, you can, like.
Stuff like that because I don't, you know, the people that I'm around do not smoke.
Oh, okay.
I cannot have an opinion about something that I don't come in contact with.
Oh, okay.
I don't drink, smoke. You
know, yeah. Well, don't worry about it. I mean, as I was saying, it's just an open opinion. If you will, you save it yourself. I'd like to read you a statement about these cigarettes and smoking, right? Don't worry about it. You can just refuse it if you would like to.
This survey is too long. I mean, if it would be a 5-minute something, I could deal with it. I can't focus on stuff like that. First, I am getting sleepy.
I do.
Now, and this is my time. I be nodding.
I understand you, sir. So just keep in mind that your opinion is always important, right? That's what we're trying to get actually on this. You say, can I call you at any other time when you will have, you know, more time for this?
If I be around. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, man, like I said, I fall asleep at 8:30, 7 o'clock, stuff like that. I just happen to be sitting by the phone and pick it up. I don't know, I'm going to pick this phone up.
Yeah. No, I understand you, sir. No, don't worry about it, sir. Okay. I appreciate also, you know, because you wanted to do it, but it's okay. No worries. I appreciate your time. And also, have a wonderful rest of the night.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.